1-800-449-8686.
Time now for Southern California Lifestyles with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Bobby is the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association and joins us from her home in Western Estates, California. Bobby, I was just talking about Fiji, but I know you guys had done a trip and you just got back last week from Tahiti, right?
Phil, absolutely. And with all due respect to you and Maria.
No, I know. Fiji's, Tahiti's magical.
Tahiti is absolutely, there's no place like it. It is absolutely the most gorgeous, magical, wonderfully romantic place on earth. And I know every woman listening right now, especially the women, know what I'm talking about. If your marriage needs, I don't know, reinvigoration, if romance has slipped away from you and your husband, Tahiti, I don't know how many of your listeners could actually afford to go to Tahiti. But Steve and I, Phil, have brought back some wonderful memories that we hope that we can share with your listeners so that even though perhaps they can't afford to go to Tahiti, through our eyes they can experience a little bit of the magic. We revisited why we fell in love. We revisited and rediscovered our marriage. I can't even begin to tell you. The words fail me, Phil.
It's that great, huh?
It is so unbelievable. I know there are so many women listening right now that wish their husbands could afford to give them the trip that my husband can afford to give me and gave me. And that was a beautiful, beautiful trip to Tahiti. And Phil, most people will never get to see it. But what we did do is we took some pictures and we brought them back. And we showed them at our Homeowners Association meeting. What we wanted to bring to everyone was a sense of magic and beauty that Steve and I discovered. Now, these pictures were adult in nature, so there were no children present, but this was a voyage to Tahiti through the eyes of Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Now, this was at your Homeowners Association meeting. As I understand it, you brought a slideshow?
That's right. We had a slideshow of photographs. Of not just photographs, Phil. I really don't think I'm doing them service. These were captured moments of magic. And I think that by bringing these back to the Western Estates homeowners and other people, invited guests, we gave them just a sliver, just a taste of the nectar of beauty and inspiration that is Tahiti.
All right, now I got to tell you at this point, because we were in touch with some members from your Homeowners Association, these were pictures of you and your husband having sex?
You know, I don't like really the way you put that, because...
Well, isn't that true that these were...
So this was a journey of rediscovery for Steve and I. We were showing people that we were having a rediscovery of happiness, that we were happy... we wanted them to admire our...
But these were photographs of you and your husband having sexual relations on a beach.
Yes, but what was the reason for that?
The reason why you took the pictures?
What was the reason Steve and I were interrelating in an intimate way?
Because you had rediscovered your marriage in Tahiti, and I appreciate that, but the only thing that I'm saying...
So, the point being, if I can interrupt, Phil, the point being, on bringing people... into this discovery of magic, we asked them to share with us our rediscovery of our intimacy by way of going to Tahiti. Most of the people we were showing these pictures to, Phil, will never go to Tahiti. They could never afford it. It is very expensive, especially when you stay in some of the more exclusive resorts. But by bringing these pictures of the rediscovery of our passion to them, we feel we've given them a glimpse of what their life could be like, were they harder working people or had they married someone other than the ones that they married?
Well, don't you think even adults should be able to choose whether they should see nudity or not?
Phil, we're not talking just about nudity. We're talking about the magical union of a man and a woman who have been transported to a wonderful place of passion and love by the beautiful, beautiful country of Tahiti. You see, that's what I'm talking about. And Steve, I know you have.
We got some native music we'll play later on, Phil, or tell about people.
All right, I didn't hear what he said.
Steve said that we have some native music that we'll play.
Later on.
At this time, the members of the Homeowners Association need these pictures, Phil, to give them the courage to carry on with their own marriages because so many people are faltering.
All right, well, I think it was a highly unusual meeting. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you're entitled to your opinion, but I don't think you're entitled to say it was indecent.
No, I didn't say it was indecent. I'm just saying that you and your husband got back from Tahiti with photographs of the two of you having sex on a beach and showed them to your Homeowners Association meeting. Now, why weren't people allowed to leave?
Because it was a Homeowners Association meeting and we had to have a quorum. I don't think that...
Yeah, see, that's the other thing. You didn't let people leave. They had to sit and watch. I'm going to give our phone number out, okay?
But, Phil, I want to make the point...
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. 1-800-449-8686. See, it's one thing if you go to Tahiti, Bobby. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's another thing... And you can have sex with your husband in Tahiti. You can even take pictures of it if you want to. But bringing it back to a Homeowners Association meeting and having people and making people...
Well, first of all, I am the president of the Homeowners Association. My husband, Steve, is the vice president. Okay? What that essentially means is we are directed to guide our unit and our group. And we are directed to give them the best possible input that we can. And that,
even if that means making them watch pictures of you guys having sex.
Not about having sex, but it's good for you.
I didn't hear that.
Steve said it's not about having sex. It's about intimacy. See, that's the difference, and that's something that I don't think you get, and I don't think a lot of couples get. There's a difference between intimacy and sex. Steve and I were being intimate, and we were being intimate in Tahiti. There is no more beautiful place on earth. There was no more romantic place on earth. And just because the people were jealous that they couldn't go doesn't mean that we have to suffer.
All right, so in other words, you believe that people complained about having to look at pictures of you and your husband having sex on a beach wasn't because it was you and your husband having sex on a beach. It was because they were jealous?
It was because they were jealous, absolutely.
And who took these pictures, by the way? Because I'm looking at the website here, and I'm looking at pictures of the two of you, and you've pixelated some of these things. The people in your Homeowners Association saw the graphic photo?
Saw everything. They didn't cut anything out of it. They saw genitals.
Yes, we didn't cut anything out of it. They saw all of the...
No, I heard what he said, but who took the pictures?
It was a member of the hotel staff. He was very discreet. But we knew we had rediscovered ourselves, so we had to get pictures. And we paid a hotel staff member.
And is this him here? What is his name, Isaac?
Yes.
He's in some of these pictures.
Phil, we were sharing with the natives an opportunity to be intimate with an American couple. We represent so much to those people. They have so little. And we represent so much. And yes, I say it. I say it to you and to your audience. What's wrong with allowing one of the Tahitian natives to experience an American woman sexually so that he can know how good it can be and how wonderful things can be for his country?
And I didn't mind either.
And Steve said he didn't mind either. So this is what we're talking about.
Well, you had a lot of people complaining about the fact that they're at a Homeowners Association meeting.
Well, they don't have anything to say about it. I'm the president of the Homeowners Association.
Well, you realize you're going to have some kind of a legal fight.
Well, Phil, as the kids say, bring it. All right, as the kids like to say, bring it. Okay, to see in a picture my husband Steve exploring my depths on a beautiful sandy beach, I think it makes other couples either yearn for the life that we have or they're just flat jealous. And I would say, if you don't want to see my husband and I having sex at a Homeowners Association meeting, then you know what? Go out and do something with your life. Quit being jealous.
What do you think of jealous?
So you think this is a matter of jealousy?
I don't know.
Yes, we really think so. And the other thing we think it's a matter of, most people can't afford to go to Tahiti, so they don't understand what happens. When you go to Tahiti and you feel the wind, and you feel the warm... Remember, Stephen?
The warm wind blowing through your legs.
That's right. It just...
All right, I understand because my wife and I just got back from a beautiful vacation.
No, but you didn't go to Tahiti. You went to Fiji. That is way different from Tahiti. Tahiti is gorgeous. Just gorgeous.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. You guys understand the problem that I have? I don't care if Bobby and her husband go to Tahiti and have sex. They took pictures of it and brought it back and shared it with members of the Homeowners Association because they feel that the people that live in their neighborhood can't afford to go to Tahiti and don't know what that experience would be like. So they come back and they bring pictures of themselves having sex on a beach and show it to these people who are a virtual captive audience. Now, I also, Janice, look into this other thing. I heard that some kids walked in the middle of this. 1-800-449-8686. I don't know, being the president of a homeowners association, I don't know if that gives you the right to force people to look at pictures of you and your husband having sex, but 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Back with Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Now, you guys just got back from a trip to Tahiti. Was it Tahiti, Bobby?
Yes.
And it was so magical.
No, I think you're misunderstanding what we're trying to say. This is not a pornographic representation of Steve and I.
These are photographs of you and your husband having sex that you're showing to your homeowners association because you figure the people are never going to get to Tahiti because they can't afford it.
These people want to live vicariously through me. You can almost smell the sweet smell of sex in these pictures, and these people in our homeowners association want to live through me. I don't know why it is. Maybe it's because Steve and I are the president and the vice president. Maybe it's because my husband can afford to take me to Tahiti and their husbands can't. But I thought I would do these women a favor and show them how beautiful Tahiti is.
And part of that is showing them you and your husband having sex on a beach.
Yes, because it is magical, because it is romantic. And I thought I was doing them a favor, but I can tell, I guess, they're too jealous or upset, and I'm sorry I brought it up.
I'm very upset by this.
Well, look at it. Just people were complaining that you guys had pictures. What is this called? The picture I'm looking at here, 005.
That's the Tahitian.
The Tahitian. That's your husband kneeling behind you kneeling.
That's called the Tahitian.
All right. This is what I'm talking about. You guys are these are sex positions that you're giving names to. The sand eel, right?
Yes.
The starfish, the sand eel, the Tahitian, and the bourée.
Right. That's where she gets on top.
I can see what the picture looks like. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Mary, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello.
Can you turn your radio down, please?
Okay.
Thank you. Go ahead.
All right. Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay. I find this very... hello? I find this very, very offensive because I will tell you in a second why. Mm-hmm. You took something intimate.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes, I'm listening to you.
All right, then stop saying hello.
I'm not saying hello. I'm saying mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, Mary, turn your radio down.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hello?
You took something very beautiful.
Turn your radio down.
Hello?
Yes.
All right, just let me say it. Is your radio turned down, Mary?
Yes, it is.
Is your radio turned down?
I asked that, not you. All right, go ahead, Mary. Bobby.
All right, well, what I was going to say...
I mean Mary.
Okay. Took something that is very intimate, very private, and very beautiful between a husband and a wife, and you're exploiting it, and that's immoral.
But I'm trying to show people how beautiful Tahiti is.
If you go to Tahiti, why are you showing nudity and you making love with your husband and a third party?
If you go to Tahiti, Mary...
I have been to Tahiti, and it is beautiful.
Isn't it gorgeous? The first thing you want to do is just throw your clothes off. That's the first thing.
Well,
am I right or am I wrong?
I didn't throw my clothes off. I'm sorry. I'm not into nudity, but that's fine.
What part
if
of
you
Tahiti?
Are, that's
what,
fine.
What part of Tahiti
Goodbye.
Did you live?
Goodbye.
Were you at Bora Bora? Because Bora Bora is gorgeous, Phil. It has a wonderful open-air lagoon, and there's palafitos that sit out. Oh, it's just marvelous. And the idea that I would do anything untoward with my husband other than make love to him in a beautiful way, yes, passionate. And
yeah, and involving a member of the hotel staff.
Phil, that is our choice.
All right, that may be your choice. What about the kids that walked in on the meeting and saw these pictures?
You know something, Phil? Those were the Newcombs. Barbara and her husband, Roy, he just lost his job. They're going to have to move from Western Estates. It's caused a strain in their marriage. I can only imagine that it has caused so much of a problem for them. I wanted to show her what Steve and I have so that Roy gets back to work again and maybe they can afford to go to Tahiti. Okay.
All right, and what does that got to do with their kids coming in and seeing it?
Because if their children could see how happy Steve and I were, maybe they could bother their father enough so that he'd get back to work quicker.
So that he could afford to take them to Tahiti. Great. Here is Grady on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I'm from the northern part of Indianapolis, and I am also president of a homeless association in the average house is in the low seven figures, and the idea is I would assume everybody in this neighborhood could probably afford to go to Tahiti if that's what they so desired.
Well,
but
it's
I would
unfortunate
say that,
that they can't.
The idea
and the
a,
fact is that we're able to bring them these pictures and show them the... Have you ever been to Tahiti, Grady?
Yes, I have. I've been to Bora Bora.
Isn't it gorgeous?
Yes, it is.
It is magical.
Yes.
And what we did, it was kind of something different maybe for you. We had sex there.
You know what? I had sex, too, but I would not consider that an appropriate thing to have.
Did you photograph it?
At a civic association meeting.
No, but what I'm asking you is, did you photograph it?
No. It was no desire to photograph it.
Why wouldn't you?
Between me and my wife.
Well, no,
and
but if you bring it back to your homeowners association and show them how you and your wife bonded.
You know what? My family is happy with the way I bonded. I have no desire to show that to the rest of the neighbors. Your hubris is unbelievable, and
well,
I don't think you have a clue.
No, what I'm saying is you have
so
many
you're not
people...
appropriate. That's what you're not doing. You're inappropriate.
I'm simply asking you, Grady, if the neighbors are jealous of you and your wife going to Tahiti, show them pictures of you having sex with her.
Can I tell you something?
And that way,
I just said
that
did
it's
you
not
hear
an
what...
issue of money. Anybody in my neighborhood could go to Tahiti.
Well, how do
you
know? You
assume everybody wants to go. You assume everybody wants to get naked on the beach. You know, a lot of people have a lot of different ways of being happy.
Well, good sweet God, if you go to Tahiti and you don't want to take your clothes off, what's
listen,
going
I went to
on
Tahiti
you?
And I had sex on the beach, but I'm not about to bring that to my homeowners association.
You've heard of a
nor
Sandy.
Am I going to bring it to my church, nor am I going to bring it to... You
what,
don't have
hold
a
on.
Clue.
Grady, hold on. What is it, Mr. Dooley?
I want to know if you ever heard of a Sandy clam.
A what?
You ever heard of a Sandy clam?
Have you ever heard of a Sandy clam?
I do not know what that is.
Okay, don't be.
There.
They must, you know, it's just...
No, it's just, you don't know what a sandy clam is.
I mean, why in the world are we talking about vernacular here or slang? All I'm saying was what you did in a homeowners association was totally inappropriate.
And the other thing
is...
You
may love it, but it was totally inappropriate.
Well, then how else are you to share with your neighbors...
Share with your friends, your intimates, but not at a civic event. Look, could you imagine going to Kiwanis or Rotary Club and showing this? It's a civic function. It has nothing to do.
All right. Thank you for your call, Grady. Do you understand that you're showing... I mean, I may be missing something here.
Phil, what you're missing is I'm the president of a homeowners association. And in our homeowners association, we have several hundred residents who look to us for guidance and inspiration. Now, we went to Tahiti. Do you know where that is? Do you know what that is? Do you know how many people wish they could go there? Steve and I went there, and yes, we had sex there. Why not photograph it and publish it in a newspaper?
Oh, well, why not? I don't know.
Well, then you just don't get it.
I'm real sorry for you.
1-800-449-8686 is the number. Bobby and Steve Dooley went to Tahiti, took pictures of themselves having sex on the beach, and came back and showed them at a homeowners association meeting. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Okay, we're talking here with Bobby and Steve Dooley about their trip to Tahiti and the fact that they had pictures taken of themselves having sex on the beach, and then they showed it to their homeowners association.
You know, Phil, you say that as if it's a horrible, horrible thing.
Well, the thing that was horrible about it is that kids walked in and saw these pictures of you and your husband in every conceivable position, and with not only you and your husband, but with a member of the hotel staff who you say worked at the dive shop there.
So he worked at the dive shop. I mean,
well, the fact is, the guy was a staff member.
Look at Phil. Those children that saw those pictures saw a man and a woman that were happy. Now, those were the Newcomb kids. Their mother and father are doing very badly. I've been told that there are a lot of fights going on at that house because Roy Newcomb has lost his job. And they'll probably have to move from Western Estates, which means they're going to have to live in a substandard housing, and there'll be more arguments, etc. You know how it goes. I mean, Phil, why should I have to tell you this?
And they're looking at a man and a woman are happy.
Man and a woman that are happy? It's a man and a woman having sex in front of your homeowners association.
Again, Phil, if I have to repeat myself, we are showing the combined members of our group the magic, the joy, the surreal bliss that is Tahiti. Oh, God. I'm thinking about it now, and it's just making... I'm weak. I'm just weak thinking about Tahiti, Steve, the dive shop boy. Ah. I mean, and you don't get it, do you?
I don't get it.
No, you wouldn't. You and your listeners just wouldn't.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Sally on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Bobby, I agree with you. Tahiti is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Now,
first
finally.
Thing you want to do is take off your clothes. You
right.
want to do the...
right.
It's a wonderful place.
Exactly.
My problem
mm-hmm.
is,
mm-hmm.
and I really wish you wouldn't do that mm-hmm. because it's rude.
I'm listening to you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We did the picture thing, too.
Right.
Had friends take it.
See, this lady understands what we're talking about.
No, I don't. I don't understand.
What are you talking about?
I don't understand. Mm-hmm. We kept these private. These are private for us.
Well, I don't know what you look like. I don't know what...
What I look like has absolutely nothing to do with making people see something, flaunting it in their face that they're not, that they didn't marry well enough or they didn't work hard enough, which is what you said.
Well, I don't know if you and your husband, and I don't mean any offense by this, are two people that anyone would want to see.
We are.
You know, naked.
We are.
All right. Well, okay, whatever you say. But
the thing is, I don't force people to look at it. And you did. My thing is, I feel really sorry for the two. I feel really sorry for the two of you, that for you to feel magical and this big connection, you have to go to Tahiti. Dayton, Ohio, you can have a connection. Any place you can have a connection.
There's no place like Tahiti. Did you make love on the beach? You made love on the beach?
We did.
Okay, on the beach under the Southern Cross.
We did the thing.
Was it a full star, starry night?
Excuse me.
Well, I don't know.
Why do you have to go? You're just rude.
No, I'm asking you if you actually had the Tahitian sexual experience or if it was just a resort hotel where they, you know, you laid out on your deck.
We didn't have a deck. There was no deck. It was sand. Okay? We
was
had
it a five
wonderful
star?
Time.
Was it a five-star
We
star
had
resort?
Friends there. They were the ones that took the pictures. But my... Any place can be a connection. You're
Do
wanting
you have
to share
friends?
Your thing, wanting to share the Tahitian experience. That's a bunch of BS. You're just flaunting it in people's
All right,
faces,
look,
and
I don't
think
mean
it's
to be
really
cruel. Am I wrong to assume that you're heavy? Because your voice sounds thick.
Yes, you are wrong to assume that.
You are not heavy.
No, I am not.
Sounds like your voice is weighted down.
Well I don't know. What does that mean? Her voice is weighted down.
Well, we had a magical, magical, magical time.
And I'm so glad for
and,
you.
You know, there are so many people that don't know what it's like to go to Tahiti.
And
why not show them what it's like? And you know what it's like.
Yes, I do, but
you
I don't.
Have
but when I took
endless
pictures,
amounts of sex on the beach.
And when I took pictures, I brought back some to share with my friends that show the pictures of
you
the
really
beauty
had sex
and
on
the
beach.
Beauty
if
of
you
it.
You really had sex on the beach, so what's a sandy clam?
Excuse me.
How dare you, Steve? You're talking to a woman you never met before.
No, I just want to know if she knows.
I feel sorry for you.
Why?
I really
Why can't
do.
You answer my husband's question?
I don't choose to answer your husband's question.
When do you think you and your husband will be able to afford a trip again?
We're planning one in May. We're going to be going to Japan in May.
You can't have sex on the beach in Japan.
I didn't say we were going to have sex on the beach. The question was, when were we going to go away?
Do you like sex?
Very much. Thank you very much.
Do
you? Because your thing wasn't that it was about sex.
Right.
It was about sharing this magical experience.
Well,
and my thing is, you can share a magical experience, whether it be in Japan, whether it be in Dayton, Ohio, whether it be in Los Angeles, whether it be on a cruise ship, whether it be any place, as long as you're with a person that makes you feel special.
You know something, that all sounds really good, but you and I know that there's a difference between having sex in Dayton and having sex on a beach in Tahiti.
Yeah, when those pictures of you and your husband, you guys wearing bags on your heads.
He is so rude.
No, did you get sand in that bag that went over your head?
You know something, both of you guys really, really ought to back it way off. The lady called up. She said that she had her picture taken on the beach having sex, but she didn't share it with the whole world.
We didn't share it with the whole world either.
No, that were held hostage.
Just our homeowners association and some of their children.
May I ask one more question? Is there going to be a recount or a recall of your being president and vice president, since that's so important?
Well,
has there been any talk of that?
See how you ran out of breath?
Has there been any talk of that?
You ran out of air.
Of course I ran out of air, because I was in the car a few minutes ago, and I was so upset by this, I ran in. So,
well,
excuse me.
Well,
now, will you please answer the question? You had a question?
Well, it sounds like you don't have cardiovascular because of the fat.
Answer her question, okay?
Phil, can you tell Sally that, what was your question?
The question.
I didn't hear.
All right, anyway, thank you.
Thanks, bye.
Get out of here. Her voice sounds heavy. Okay, so that's Bobby and Steve Dooley. If you want to know more about Western Estates Homeowners Association or see pictures of them having sex in Tahiti, contact their website. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. It's Phil Hendry Show. This is a show where I do the voices of the different characters that you listen to. So that's me that did the voice of Bobby and Steve. And those were like real people that called in thinking Bobby and Steve were real people. So there you go. Try and explain that to your friends. I don't know whether or not you can, and I don't know whether or not I care. But you can give it a shot. This is the one show where it is true when you say you got to listen more than once. You know how there's people who say, well, to get this show, you really have to listen more than once. And in point of fact, all you have to do is listen 5 minutes and you pretty much get the whole show. This show, you literally have to listen 2 to 3 weeks to figure out what's going on. Now, I only say that because that's the average time that I've been able to factor in after listening to so many people over the years say that, hey, I'm a fan of your show. How long did it take you to get what was going on? Oh, about 6 months. Oh, about 3 days. It all averages out to about 2 weeks. So when you say that, Janice, I don't know, somewhere around 2 weeks. So that's how that goes. Now, our number is 1-800-449-8686. And if you haven't heard yet our Best of the Year 2001 CD, it's now available. This year's CD entitled Bring It can be purchased right on our website. Just head on over to philhendryshow.com or call toll-free 1-877-616-7445 to order this year's CD, which is filled to the brim with some of the best bits of the year 2001, including our Pastor William Renick werewolf bit and the Mother's Day lube bit, which was fantastic. That was the one where I think it was Vernon Dozier who was tired of getting Vaseline for Father's Day or something like that. I forget. And remember that all the proceeds from our CD sale goes to help the kind people over at My Friend's Place, a great charity set up to help troubled youth in Hollywood. For just $20 plus $3.50 shipping and handling, you can enjoy some of the best stuff of the year 2001. What a perfect gift for the Phil Hendry fan in your life. That's the Best of the Phil Hendry Show 2001 CD. Bring It, available now on our website or by calling 877-616-7445. So Liza Minnelli got married this past weekend, huh? How about that? There's a whole area of show business that is as alien to me as the cannibal rites of the Fijian culture of the mid-19th century. That's that whole Liza Minnelli area. That whole fascinating world of her and all of her homosexual friends. And I say that with all due respect. It's fine. I just don't understand, personally, why everybody thinks she's a great entertainer. I think she's kind of interesting because she reminds me of her mom. She has, there's a sort of, I don't know, there's a kind of a stop and a start sort of nervous system malfunction going on with her that reminds me of her mom shaking. You know, there's a sort of a, isn't there kind of a the Garland-esque palsy going on with her? All right, let me take it all back. I think she's just wonderful. And the reason why I'm interested in this, seriously, is my wife said to me, take a look at that. And it was an article in Vanity Fair about 2 months ago about her relationship with this man by the name of David Guest. Is that it? Yeah, the man that she's marrying. Now, they showed a picture of the guy, and I guess he's okay looking. He looked a little strange, and I don't say that to be cruel. I know that plastic surgery sometimes can backfire. I don't know. I mean, in other words, he was a guy, it looked like he had an eye thing, and maybe he had his top lip tucked or something. But all that was really, all I could see was just a lower lip. The top lip was gone. And his eyes were reminiscent of Perry Mason's. Something was wrong there, and that's fine. And I was reading on how much in love with him she was. Then I was also reading that some people think he's a homosexual. So then I asked Janice, how can a woman be so absolutely in love with a man and he's a homosexual? Well, must mean that he makes love to her. No woman can be that ecstatic unless he is making great love to her. So he can't be a homosexual. He's got to be at best or at worst or however you read it, bisexual. Or asexual until he met her. But what is with this rumor that floats around a lot of these women, oh, she's married to a homosexual? What is up? What's up with that? What? You know what, guys? I think we've had it all wrong. All that work we've done on sort of pumping up our machismo, I guess that work we've done on ourselves with regard to our sexual self-identity, you know, the being a brute or whatever you want to call it, it's all wrong. I mean, they're all going, at least the Liza Minnelli's of the world, they're looking for guys that are gay. The gay guy is the new guy in the life of the heterosexual American woman. Go gay. Because every time you hear that, you know that he's a fag, right? What are you talking about? Well, a guy that she's marrying is a fag. She's marrying a guy? Where do you get these rumors, man? Well, the guy's a fag. I don't know that he's a fag. What do you mean he's a fag? Well, you know, Judy Garland married a fag. Well, all of a sudden, you know, I mean, Chris's wife could suddenly say, well, you know that my husband's a fag. My wife could say it. How come that happens? Is there a jealousy thing happening there? Or is there a... You know, they say that Liz Taylor was only attracted to homosexuals during her life. Well, I don't know that they were really homosexuals. I don't know that you can say for sure that any man is any way sexually. If a woman loves him, I'm telling you right now, and maybe I'm getting this all wrong, but what I know about women, if a woman is stone in love with a man, he's been very physical with her in a really good way. No woman falls in love with a man that hasn't made some pretty astounding love to her at one time or another. And that absolutely precludes the possibility that he is a homosexual. By definition, it's impossible. Bisexual? Perhaps. I don't even know if that word really exists, or if that state really exists. But you can't... Am I wrong about this? This is a revelation for me, then. So in other words, Liza Minnelli is absolutely stoned, head over heels, in love with a guy that hasn't laid a hand on her. She just thinks he's it. Is that it? She's absolutely in love with this cat. And he sleeps in another city at night. In other words, they're on the phone, and that's it. She's totally knocked out in love with this guy, and they've had 3 conversations on the phone. Anyway, their wedding apparently was just wonderful. Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, apparently she fell into the hors d'oeuvres. Michael Jackson came out of the bathroom with whipped cream on his face or something. And Liz Taylor undressed halfway through it. Well, that's just great. Other well-wishers included a mix of old and new. Mickey Rooney was there. Well, he was laying down, so I guess that means he was there. Anthony Michael Douglas. Is that Michael Douglas's real first name? In other words, Anthony Michael, that's the real Michael Douglas, the guy that was in Fatal Attraction, but suddenly it's Anthony Michael Douglas? Because guess what? He realizes that going fag is the thing to do, too. Diana Ross was there. Diana Ross turns up at a lot of these things, and no one knows really why. She's just at a lot of these functions. Maybe she's looking for something to eat. Lauren Bacall was there. She came with Mickey Rooney. They actually were in the same bag. Luther Vandross, David Hasselhoff, Phyllis Diller, Barbara Walters, Diane Channing, Robert Goulet, Frank Sinatra, Dwight Eisenhower, and General John Pershing. They were all there. You know what that is? That's the bar scene from Star Wars. Whitney Houston scheduled to belt out The Greatest Love of All as Minnelli danced, was MIA. Natalie Cole subbed with a rendition of Unforgettable. The Minnelli guest wedding, photographed for posterity by the British celeb magazine OK. Photographed for posterity? What do you mean, like Diane Arbus used to photograph people for posterity? Like that kind of, yeah, no, the Elephant Man kind of posterity? It's fine. I don't know, man. I just never did get the whole Liza Minnelli thing. And, you know, I grew up in a house where my sister thought she was fantastic. And I got Judy Garland because I used to watch Wizard of Oz. But I didn't get the whole Liza Minnelli thing. Was she really all that great? She sing good? The marriage is Liza's fourth. She's just one away from her mother Judy Garland's career five I do's. And guests first. That's because he's a homosexual. While Liza is a veteran bride, she hasn't done the wedding thing since 1979 with hubby number three, Mark Zero. That's the cat's name. That was the cat's name, Mark Zero. We know what you're thinking. Oh, let's see. Minnelli and guest registered at the Ritzy Tiffany & Company and proceeded to ask for 389 pieces of flatware, barware, crystal, blah, 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 blah. We know what you're thinking. 389 in Liza's defense. May we note that if you're going to ask for dinner knives, you can't just go and ask for fewer than 16 Padova flat. Oh, I don't know. Anyway, that was it. But I remember reading this article because, you know, again, my wife had thrown this thing at me. And, I can tell you when a marriage is doomed. I can tell you right away because the writer noticed this. She was smoking a cigarette and he said, "Oh, you're smoking." And she goes, "Oh, you don't like my smoking." And she moved away down the sofa away from him. And then he sort of waved the air. You know, in other words, you dig what I'm saying? See, this is the kind of relationship where they say they accept you if you are reaching your potential, and your potential is what they want you to be. So that is no smoking, no booze, maybe a little bit of coke, but only the stuff that he brings home, and no more snorting his Valium. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.